So there are several Yesodis here in Perek Lamed Gimel, chapter 33, that we touched on last week, 2 weeks ago. We started a little bit with the Dira B'Tachtayna, which we're going to get into a little bit more later, the fact that the goal is to have a dwelling place here in this world. We introduced to us the concept, the awesome simcha, the joy, the tremendous simcha that a Jew should feel from the fact that we are here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter where we are, no matter how dark it is, no matter how awful it is, the Rebbeinu Shlom is there with us. And that the entire shinui that we sense, that before Bria Sa'ilam, all there was God. Now there's God and a world. That's an illusion. Because even in the space that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, there's nothing but the Rebbeinu Shlom. When a person recognizes that, so, you know, that it makes, you know, being in the room with a rock star, Gornish, you know, I'm wherever I am, I'm with the Rebbeinu Shlom, he's here with me. And that leads, that should lead a person to incredible simcha. Okay, that was the gist of it. And one of the things he mentioned here in passing was the concept that a person is able to take the darkness and transform it into light, the darkness of this world, the world of Klipas, and the person is able to experience a tremendous explosion of light in this understanding. So what we're going to do is I want to share with you one of my favorite pieces in Lakuta Torah from the Baal Tanya, a piece in Parshas Pinchas. In Lakuta Torah, it's on page 154, Daf Ayin Zion, Amid Beis. You don't have the thing. It's Parshas, it says on the right hand, the column starts Tzav. Okay? So on that page, oh man, go down about 25% in. The line starts with a parenthesis. Ayin Bezoyer Parshas Noach. Acha Ininu. Here's the concept. Kine Noida. Everybody knows. You got it? Shetachlis Yeridas HaNeshama Lo'ilam Hazeh. The goal, the purpose of the Neshama coming down into this world. Lehislabish Beguf. To come down into a body. B'nefesh HaBahami. In a physical form. In an animal form. Yerida tzorech aliyahu. It is a descent for the purpose of ascent. And he's going to explain how that is. Because before, this is mamash out of the chapter we're learning now. Before Hashem created the world, all there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his name itself. As we know, Shmoy is Bigamatria Rotzoin. Shmoy is the same numerical value of will, of desire. Shemikoyer Hashpo V'chius HaNivroim, which is the source of why everything happens. Meaning, Mipnei Sha'ala B'Ritzoin Ha'Poshet Lias Melech Shmoy Nikra, because Hashem decided that he wants to create a world. Why? Base finished. Ukamaimer, like we say every day in davening, Yochid Chei Oilom Melech. He is the one, the source, the life of all the worlds. That is the concept of Melech. Shehu levada yochid imyuchad. He alone is the one, v'chei oylamim, the one who sustains and gives life to the worlds. Einai el b'chinas Melech. That all is part and parcel of the concept of Melchus. B'koydim shenivra oylam, meaning before he was Melech, ayuhu shmei b'lvad. All there was him and his name. Meaning, Shebchinis Malchusai, the concept of his Malchus, Ha'isaklulo Be'ein Soif Baruch Hu Mamish. It was all inclusive. These are words that we could say, we don't really know what they mean. They were all inclusive, Be'ein Soif Baruch Hu, in the infinite. V'nikr Arin Soif Baruch Hu Shehu Ha'ar Viziv. At that time, before creation, the Rebbeinu Shlom was the light and the rays. Everything all included in itself. Okay? Vaya or Kolobamaratsma, like we just learned in this chapter, the light itself was contained in the illuminator. The rays of the sun were in the sun. There was nothing breaking out. But once Hashem created the world, Nasi Spashtus Ha'ir, what came into existence was the spreading of the light, Ve'aziv, and the rays, Lahachios HaNivroim, to give existence to the creations, Me'ayin Liyesh, turning going from Ayin, from nothingness, Mamish, Liyesh, to all of a sudden now we have creations, B'seidish, Tal'shulis, HaMadregas, as we know. This all took place through the process of creation called Ishtarshus, the chain of events. Derech Ilava Odol, in cause and effect, Ad Oilamaza Gashmi, until this physical world appeared. Shehu Hayesh Hagashmi Vidava Nifrid Mamish. This world is stuff. It's Yesh. It's beer. It's substance. But it is also Nifrid. Nifrid means separated. It appears as independent. Vehu, skip the parentheses. Vehu yirid the gedola. It is a tremendous descent. The gabeya or vaziv shayukolul ba'or in soif baruchu. It is a far cry and a great lowering from when the light used to be directly connected and totally one with the, when the rays were part of the light. Now, so we need to ask the question, why would the Rebbeinu Shalom have done this? Why would he allow his ray, his honor, his glory to descend into beer? For those of you on the phone, there's beer on the table. That's why we're using it. V'tachlis hayirida, we got to know that the point of the descent, hutzoyrich aliyah, is for the purpose of elevation, meaning that the mamish, the ayelulias miyesh la'ayin. These are famous words from the Baal Tanya. Listen, the Rebbeinu Shalom created a yesh from an ayin, right? He created stuff. What's our purpose? Our purpose is to take it and return it to its status of ayin. The Rebbeinu Shalom created a yesh mi'ayin. Human beings got to turn the yesh back into an ayin. We have to somehow declare and show the world and show the Rebbeinu Shalom how we see, like we just learned the tiny parak lamed gimel, that there is nothing but God. Okay, look at it inside. V'tachlis hayirida, the goal of the descent, hutzoyrech aliyah, is to elevate it. Liyas miyesh liayin. Sheyia hayesh, that even the stuff, the substance, should also be gamkein batal v'nichlal v'orin soy baruch hamamash, that it should be totally nullified and returned back to its connection to the infinite. I can't believe you guys are like still sitting there, like, you know, you should be jumping up and down. This is so cool. It's incredible. The goal of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam term made the world a yesh miayin. What does he want us to do? He wants us to take it and return it back into ayin. Vehi aliyah ikaris. This is the main elevation. Shaleo nemar, about which it says, David the Melech says in Tehillim, Livyosan ze yitzarta lesachik bay. This Livyosan, the Leviathan as we call it in French, that big boat, that big fish, you created lesachik bay, to laugh at it, to play with it. What does that mean? Listen to this. Shemizeh nase schoik v'ched v'lemayla. How do you make God laugh? This would be a great title for a book.
Disappearing the Vyasa.
Yeah, so how do you make God laugh? He says, this reversal of creation is that which creates schoik v'ched v'lemayla bibit al hayesh li'ayin. When we return, when a human being has enough deep perception to sense that the world is a facade, that it's an illusion, and we can really show that our understanding that it is nothing but godliness, that creates the greatest joy above. Oh, bald. Sheisavus. Me'ayin li'yesh hu inyan abriya, because the creation from ayin to yesh, that's God's creation. K'mesh k'siv ha'chachma me'ayin timatzi. Chachma comes from the place called ayin. Ay, what does chachma have to do with creation? Mendel is about to say. V'chachma hu reishis ha'gili mishtal shesadamas. Chachma is the beginning of the process of creation. Masha'enken hisavus me'yesh li'ayin. But the ability of a human being to take a yesh, something that exists, and return it to nothingness, That's not Bria. That's the opposite of Bria. Hudva chodosh v'shinu yateva. That's a total change of nature. That's the opposite of nature. V'ikar aschoik v'achedva. The main laughter and joy humishinoi is from change. That's novel. V'ischatshu, something novel. K'derech sho'isin lefnei malachim v'sarim. Like people do, they pay top dollar in front of kings and ministers. Ezeh shinoi v'ischatshu l'simcha v'schoik. To make the king laugh, what do? You bring in a monkey that can act like a human. The Baditch of Reuven and the Kedushas Levi, I can't find that. I look for it today. But Dijiru says that's why kings pay huge amounts of money for talking birds. You want somebody to talk, bring in a woman. What do you need a bird for, right? The point is that you want Shinu Yateva. You're looking for something different. The bird that talks is funny. It's a novelty. Come on, Kegziv. When there's a chiddush on the face of earth, then yismach Hashem b'maasav. Then there's joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leviosan comes from the language of Levi, which means to escort, to show that we're partnering with the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Ten Levi.
Huh?
Ten Levi.
Right. Making see, we just did that. Okay. Oh, he says it right here. That's our perek. V'nikra leviyasan ki leviyasan lashin chibur. K'may v'yilavu alecha v'yishosucha. Parshas Korach. Or hanilvim al Hashem l'shosuch. V'chenu in chibur v'dibek hayesh li'ayin. That's the connection of something back to nothing. Ayideh abitul. Now, skip to go to the after the right after the parentheses. V'inelamato here in this world, bitul hayesh liayin, who bitul gashmius l'ruchnius. We understand here on earth that if a human being can attain the level of transforming something physical into something spiritual, right? You touch something and you turn it into a mitzvah. You say a bracha on it. You put on tefillin, whatever. You transform it from gashmius into ruchnius. So that's our ability to transform yesh to ayin. But it's important to know that upstairs, spirituality is a creation. Ruchnius is a yesh. Shein l'chayisim malamati, says, I'll prove it to you. Chazal say that there's no grass here below. Shein l'mazel malamayla. It doesn't have a mazel upstairs that's not telling it to grow. V'amazel, and where does the mazel get its energy from? Mikabli misham re'afanim. He gets it from angels called the Shamar Afanim. Vayfanim mekabel mechayis hakodesh. The Afanim group of angels get their sustenance from the chayis hakodesh sheba merkava. Vachayis misrofim. So there's all level after level after level in the spiritual world, but they're all creations. Shamazel b'chinas yesh the gabi Afanim. Vafanim the gabi chayis hakodesh. Each one is yesh ayin, yesh ayin, yesh ayin. Vis-a-vis the world higher than it, it is a yesh, and the world above it is an ayin. Unbelievable distortion of a Mishnah. Mishnah in Shabbos says that the animals are allowed to go out with these kelim, whatever the kelim were called, balei shir. Says the Baltani here, no, deeper meaning is every balei shir can get out of their prison with shir. Shira v'zimru b'chinas simcha v'tainug. Shira and song is joy and pleasure. Shubchinas yitziyosa minartikon. It's when they can escape their own shell. Hubchinas kelim shalem hamagbilamayzim. That which limits them. Kiyadua. Shekol chiyus hanimshach l'nivraim b'chinas oris v'kelim. Every chiyus that comes to creations is in the form of energy and the vessels that hold it. The concept of song is escaping one's limitations. You can go to a higher level, you go up a level. When you sing, you escape the prison of your own limitations. Now, All right, I think we got the point here that we wanted to reach, which is that simcha is the novelty of transformation, of godlessness, recognition that there is nothing but godliness. And that is the novelty. It's the bird. We're the singing birds. We're the parrots who can talk. We're the whatever the monkeys that can dance and so on. And that's the greatest joy we can bring on high. Now, that was part one. Part two. Take the next sheets there, please. Not the beer. The sheets.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
It's all good. So, thank you, Larry. The Mamori Admir Azokin are the Mamorim from the Baltani. It's the top shelf there of all those Svarim. Those are the Mamorim from the Alter Rebbe, many of which are printed in some form in the Likutei Torah, but most of them are not. So what we're going to do it's a longer piece, and the piece is really, really kedai. It talks about how to beat up on yourself effectively. Let's start in the middle of the piece though, because there's an incredible memory here from the Baal Shem Tov. But go to, let me just see your copy a second. Yeah, okay, so the paragraph, that page, the paragraph that starts, Ubechol Zois. Ubechol Zois lo yagel ki'im pam begimel shvus. This is in the Mamori Admar Zokin in Yonim. There's a volume just on concepts. In the old print, it's Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. In the new print, it's Kuf Nun Vav. Okay? Ubechol Zois lo yagel ki'im pam achas begimel shvus al kaponim. Don't do this form of beating up on yourself any more than once every 3 weeks. I'm sorry, not less than once every 3 weeks, not more than once a week. Yeah. This is the concept of light that comes from darkness, meaning this perseverance, whether we're talking about how we veer away from evil, velasis toiv, linatzeach hayetzor, to win over our evil inclination, b'midish ha'akshus ha'boach ra'choshach k'mar mechazal b'reishach ha'shoich v'hadu noir. First you have darkness, then you have light. Okay, here's the point that I want to get to. V'im kol zeh, as much as a person will beat up on themselves, tzorach li'ez gamkein l'midas ha'simcha. It's required to have simcha. I'm not talking about frivolous, silly laughter. We're not talking about that kind of joy. How does a Jew rejoice? In its maker. Same pasuk we had here at the end of Perek Lamed Gimel. V'hu al yedei divrei Torah. How does a Jew rejoice? A Jew rejoices. He finds joy in Torah. Ki netachlis olam hazeh hu yemois ha-Mashiach. The goal of this world, this physical world, are the days of Mashiach. Sh'ozi is galus ha-dekus. There's going to be a revelation of godliness. La'ini kol bosa. Totally revealed in front of our physical eyes. We're all physically, with our eyes, going to see the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ritzayin Elayimah, ki yiru ayin ba'ayin, hisavos ha'ilomas v'kiyoma midvar Hashem. You okay? Baruch. I didn't do it yet either. You have plenty of time. Now, Vine. Look at the next paragraph. Schar mitzvah Hu HaMitzvah. The reward for mitzvahs are the mitzvah itself. What does that mean? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. Usually we translate, we have those extra copies there. Schar mitzvah is another mitzvah. He says no. Schar mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. What does that mean? These are incredible words now. You ready? Next paragraph here on Kuf Nun Zayin. Ki al yedei ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs. Because when a Jew studies Torah, or a Jew does a mitzvah, Mamshichin gilui elekus yisbarach, we draw into the world the revelation of godliness. Val Baal Shem Tov Zal Omar. Remember, this is a cliche, right? He learned by the Magid. Magid learned by the Baal Shem. Shelikain yikara lepamim adam toye bederach. This is why it happens that people get lost when they're traveling. You take a wrong turn. You miss the exit. Why does that happen? Taught the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Vasiba hu. Ki avir chutz la'aretz tameh. The air in chutz la'aretz is contaminated. Vitzarich l'tayar kol avirim. And we need to cleanse the entire atmosphere. Ba'am shochas ha'lekusasham. By drawing God into the world. When a Jewish person travels through Sheboygan, a Jew who for certainty believes in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes through that place, he cleanses the atmosphere in that place. Hagam, even though during that time all the Jew was thinking about is, where is my GPS taking me? Or how do I get out of here? I wasn't thinking at all about Yichud Hashem at that time. So how is he possibly going to clean the atmosphere if he wasn't even contemplating that thought? Im kol zed, despite that. Because we as Jews, our nature is that we are Maminim, the children of Maminim. The effect ultimately will be that we are cleansing the air. Because a Jew is a Mamin. And a Mamin went through this place.
Even though he's not having any kavanas
left. Whatsoever.
Just being there.
That's right. No, what's more? You're not even done yet. This is why Jews need to wander in all four corners of the world. This is why we've had to be from Yemen to St. Louis. In all the countries. Because it's Kirva Gula, we have to clean the world. We're vacuum cleaners. We're air purifiers. It's Kirva Gula. Now let's take it a step further. Gewalt. Ubi's boin annoy, and what's more, when a Jew contemplates Shebidivre Torah, that every time we learn the words of Torah, Humam Shikhrotsina El Yoin Shinislabish Bidivre Torah. What are we doing when we're learning Torah? We're bringing into this world, and he talks extensively in Likutei Torah especially, about how Tefillah is raising the world up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah, on the other hand, is bringing God into the world. When my puny little brain grasps an idea in Torah, I'm being mamshach, I'm drawing into this physical world the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because he and his Torah are one. And if I understand an idea in Torah, I am bringing Hashem into this world. But I got to appreciate the miracle of what's going on. When we think Shebidivre Torah with the words of Torah, we are bringing in the highest Rotzen from above, which is combined, it's enclosed, it's embodied in these words of Torah. The Torah existed until now too. Look at these books, they're all over the place. But they weren't, they're concealed. And now a Jew takes it and he learns it. And it's bizgalus, it's revealed in his mind, it's alive. Shezeu gula pratis etzlai. That is a gula. It's not a gula klalis. The whole world doesn't see the gilui. The whole world doesn't have the revelation. That'll happen when Mashiach comes. But that geula will be a combination of all the millions of personal geulas that were taking place. Every word of Torah combines to create the great geula. So every time a Jew studies a word of Torah, every time a Jew does a mitzvah, which is the gilui, the revelation of Hashem in this world, it's a geula pratis. It's an individual redemption. Bais Hashem. Shezel b'chinas yitzias mitzrayim kiyidua. It is a miniature exodus from Egypt. Is befada, if we think about the fact that no matter where we are, we could be lost in some godforsaken place. And this is what's taking place because we are maminim b'nei maminim. Is bevada yismach libay v'yogal. We should be infused with joy. That look what we can do. We're walking machines of geula. We're walking machines of gilui lekus wherever we go. K'maymer azim aleis chayk pino. Then we will be filled with laughter. K'meshik sibes shuvah Hashem shvuzal miyogal Yaakov yismach Yisrael. When Hashem returns the shavuos of his nation, then we will rejoice. Gili Ratzon Elyon. He says that's the concept of smichas geula letzvila. That's why there's the concept of geula being juxtaposed to tzvila. Anyway, it's kedai to see this, the whole piece intact, because it's an incredible piece. He doesn't quote the Baal Shem Tov that often, and here he's one of the places where he directly quotes.
What's the connection geula tefillah by davening for bringing a personal geula?
He says tefillah itself is ma'ir dveikus. You take a look at it a little bit later in the piece. Anyway, so those are just two references. I do want to do the Maranayim, Yitz Hashem, next week, I hope. We'll talk about the Maranayim and how he also talks about this cleansing of Eretz Ha'am, the Avir, of how we're clean. We're here to clean up the world and return the world and reveal godliness in the world. So take it up, Yitz Hashem, next week.